During the flood, the Grand Forks Herald never missed a deadline. The paper won a Pulitzer for its coverage that year. Editor and publisher Mike Jacobs gave us a tour of their new building.
This was the press room. We shut down the presses in here at 20 minutes till 2 on the morning of April 20th, 1997. So you'll see here, this is the photos of the flood that appeared in the paper over the course of those weeks. Here are the front pages that Senator Kent Conrad used in the fight for flood relief, which most people will have forgotten, but it was not an easy political exercise to get the attention of the government.
Well, I noticed this one. Grand Forks, North Dakota, April 19th, 1997,
right.
Broken dikes, shattered hopes, and there's a picture, and you can see where the river has flooded out
see,
a neighborhood.
Well, yeah, you actually see the water coming over the dikes here.
Yeah, and the poor woman crying in
Mar-Hogan,
the bottom.
Yeah.
But the next one, I mean, here we have April 21st,
right.
And you made a point of putting above the headline, "Come Hell and High Water,"
right.
Is the headline.
The famous headline. Yeah.
Yes, but produced in Manville. So you had to move your whole operation.
Yeah.
In a day.
Yeah, we wanted people to know that we were displaced and yet still able to produce it. And we wanted to acknowledge people who were helping us in Manville and at the Pioneer Press. And this is the most important part.
Oh, the helpline.
Right. This is the granny finder, where you call this number and say, "Grandma, I'm in Bemidji," and Grandma calls and says, "Sonny, I'm in Devil's Lake," or whatever. So thousands of people found themselves by calling that phone number.
Wow.
It was in some ways the most important thing we did, especially in the early days of the flood.
Can you describe the importance of the paper to the community to get something out? I mean, there was television, there was radio. Why was the newspaper so important?
Because it was physical. It was something you could hold in your hand. It was an actual touchstone from the community. I'll never forget going out to the shelter at the Air Force Base. There were 7,000 people there initially, and we took out newspapers, and people actually rushed up to us to get the newspaper, because it was something that they could have, something that was reassuring, something that was a connection.
Mike Jacobs, thanks for showing us around.
Of course. Thank you for your interest.
This is NPR News.